All right. I guess we're about ready to start this show. This is the EQ gathering. This is where you get to come and kvetch at us for I don't know why. Introduction, Trevor Legg. You still play?
No, it's been a while.
Okay. And we'll go down here with Waylon. You guys can introduce yourself. Sure. You don't need me.
I'm Waylon Adams. I, for several years, was a guide on EverQuest named Graykin on the Zegany server. I have since quit the guide program, but I'm still playing occasionally. You can't quite give up the addiction.
My name is Kirsten. I am Waylon's wife, but I'm probably, I guess, the only still hardcore player on the panel.
of EverQuest.
I play on Sahyasek Row. I have a number of characters. I've played on Strom. I've played on Ferona V. I have friends all over, have done everything. I'm 250 in all the trade skills. I've experienced the depth of the game and the sorrows of the game like none other. So,
one other.
Actually, that's not true. I'm 250 in all trade skills and then went ahead and went on to Tinkering and Alchemy Max. So, yeah, it's kind of nutty.
Oh,
so, anyway, I have a number of characters and a lot of experience. And I will say that none of you will be surprised that we did ask Sony to be here and, of course, received no response. And
so, however, I think our petition is still in the queue.
Yeah, am I?
Greetings, guide Grimthorn here. We're ignoring your petition. Thank you for contacting Sony.
And if you petition again, we're going to have you banned.
Everything is working.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Nothing to see here. Move along.
Yeah.
And finally, I am Grimthorn F. Redbeard, the crankiest dwarf that ever lived on Drizzle Row. I shut up, Ian.
Oh, I played on Drizzle Row, too.
I'm sorry.
I went there and went back.
Basically, we're up here to we can talk EQ, we can talk other games, we can, this is for you guys. So if it'll make it easier, if we mingle out amongst you guys and turn this into an informal gathering, we can do that. Otherwise, just fire away, man. That's what we're here for.
Just to maybe make a suggestion, see what y'all think, what we can do is take questions for an hour, and then just kind of break it up into, at that point, just informal and see how it goes from there. Does that sound okay to everybody?
Yeah, nobody's right. Using this room after us, so we got, take your time.
There's no rush.
We can do that.
All right.
Well, there's...
We don't have the list in front of us.
I can do
it. Oh, okay.
First of all, is there anybody else from Drizzle Row here? Oh, hell, I'm in trouble.
My home. How about Sahyasek Row? Just one, I love it. Aeoni Row? Look at all the AR people.
Row, row, row your boat?
Yeah. Ferona V, any role play people? I guess we can leave the German servers out because they're always down.
Is there anybody from a Zek server in here?
Any Zek people?
Good, no PvPers.
Yeah. How about anybody from...
There you go.
How about anybody from Zegany? Anybody? A couple over there, okay.
What else? Bristlebane. We've got...
All right, start shouting them out,
yeah,
folks. We don't have a list.
Interrupt.
Is the Shane still?
Saren. Oh, we have a Saren contingent. We got Evishan players here. Praxis, okay, excellent.
Praxis. What, Nameless?
Nameless.
Nameless, got several Nameless, what?
Daniel Mark.
Yeah, Mythmar. Just one Mythmar.
All right, I got to throw this one out. How many Uber Guild types are here?
Been there,
we got any Uber,
done that,
any Uber
don't
Goobers?
Uber Guild?
Yeah.
Anybody from Strom?
Strom?
Anybody from Torv? Anybody from Stormhammer?
Povar back there? Any of the legends? How about legend servers in general?
That would be Stormhammer.
Yeah. Well, there's two. Yeah.
How many people are smart enough not to pay $40 a month for this game?
How many people have willingly admit they've been involved with customer service as a guide or otherwise, or will admit it in a room? I'm asking if there are any people who are involved with customer service or willing to admit that they were also, so we can hear from them. We've got one person, a couple people, and you.
Yeah. But, yeah, that is a good question. If anybody is currently a guide, I know the rules pretty well. If you don't say who you are and what server you are, I believe you're probably okay. So anybody currently a guide that would like to admit it?
We didn't think so.
All right. How about former guides? Anybody? Yes, yeah, I see a few of us.
Yeah.
All right. Let's just kind of start with a question.
All right. Let's start with the questions. Who wants to fire off first? Is my mic even working?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
It is now.
I would like to say one thing. We just came from the future of role-playing, MMO. I can't ever remember.
More
anyway,
pigs.
You know, those games. What I wanted to say, and I didn't get to say earlier, is on Sayusek Row, we have a really unique, and I don't know if it's done other places, but I wanted to let people know, we have a chat server or a chat room that's called After Hours, and it's become sort of a guild. And what it is for people who are not members of Power Guilds, who may be of a certain level, and you're frustrated because you can't get the god instances, you're unable to get anywhere in pop, you want to do the earring quests or any other quests or anything like that. And what we do is you join After Hours, and it's also After Hours for like a late night kind of thing, and we get groups together, because what ends up happening, or at least on our servers, we have several people who run these events and then take all the loot. And After Hours isn't that way. And so it's a group of people working together. And there's a loose kind of kinship or fellowship, and there's a lot of respect there. And it's really a unique idea. So if you're frustrated on your server, you've got a level character and you're not getting something done, try and start up something like that, because there are jaded former power levelers or power gamers, and, you know, they may be interested in, you know, the power of many.
We, our open raids on Drizzle Row, we usually get about 90 to 120 people showing up on an open raid, and it's just people who just want to come and play.
Aeonia Row has that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why we have a flame section on our server message board.
I don't know if we're going to have a microphone for this, but if not, and that's cool, we just ask y'all to speak up so everybody can hear.
You in the back right there first.
If you want to start.
Yeah.
So at Outgrowth, we formed ORQ, which any level from 165, and we do regular flagging. Mm-hmm. Quite a few people were flagged all the way up to elemental.
A normal ORQ raid will normally have between 90 and 120 people. So yeah,
that's great.
We run regular events. One of the ones I'm involved with is a Tuesday night hell raid. Mm-hmm. So almost all of us have good plate armor and silk.
Very cool. Very cool. All right, we got it.
My server, there's a channel similar to that, but it's very much oriented towards raids instead of group events. But it was set up by people who wanted to get flagged for elemental access and for that sort of thing, and just didn't have a guild that did that. And they get a lot of people who are in for guilds, but you know, the guild's done for the night. But yeah, sure, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You mentioned something about people that are...
We want to run a mic out here.
Okay,
the,
thank you.
Uber Guild status. I'm an officer of Jaded Descent who has been... they've been recruiting on many guild boards. We are an old-school Morden Rasp guild. We're only leveling up to 51. We're only playing through Kunark. And nice. All the gear that you use, you can't get any AA experience and use it. It's a real refreshing look at EverQuest. And, you know, we're all not using Platinum Edition, so there's no Yakisha maps. We have to run everywhere. You know, if we really are into it. Yes, some people take the books, but you can't experience in any other zone other than through Kunark.
Do me a favor and get in touch with me after this, because if you want to get on our server, I know a lot of people on Druzzle would love to play in an environment.
We are
like that.
In heavy recruiting. We're looking for adult players, yeah. People that have experienced EverQuest.
I'm sorry, we can't help you there.
No. Okay, age of 18 and older. That'll that's what we're looking for. I'm an officer. I can recruit. And please, if you're interested, we really want to build our guild up. Right, do something new.
Definitely come see me after this, because it'll help. Go ahead.
I'm on the Wraith, and what I was going to say is our guild is building up to Uber status, but one of the great things that has developed is for those individuals who, if you can't play 24 hours a day because your guild is just pushing ahead of you and you keep missing those key, you know, series in HOH or whatever it is to finish off your different levels to get up to time, they've started a more casual atmosphere to where you can go to another guild and say, I hear you're going to do, you know, this whatever, can we join you? And a lot of the guilds are being very accommodating, opening up spots. Of course, it goes to guild members first. But I have been able to catch up in flags because other guilds have been friendly. And there's about maybe 5 or 6 of us who are doing that friendly-like amongst each other.
We have 7 Planet Time guilds that do the same thing. Yeah. So you have to back flag. You always get new members that don't have it. And it's nice to see that there's some cooperation.
But I think the Uber guilds are also helping along that way, because they see if they...
It helps them, too.
Basically, yeah, it helps them, too. And if they're the only ones up there, they're just going to be playing by themselves, and the game will become obsolete in a lot of ways.
And they do where they destruct. I mean, that's basically what happens, is you get to the top and you help other people, or you don't make it.
We had the top-end guild on our server basically leave en masse for World of Warcraft, and there's
you mean
Hoss? Yeah. Yes, as a matter of fact, I do mean Hoss.
I used to block Hoss.
So did I.
It just happened. There's a lot of room at the top now. You know, it's not just Magister and Triton and Legacy of Steel. I mean, you got room to move up now, and there's a lot of players that are doing that.
I'm from Tribunal, and the atmosphere on it is almost completely opposite.
I'm sorry.
All the top guild, I mean, our server has been forever behind as far as progression through the game, simply because...
One of the newer servers, too.
Tribunal?
Tribunal's been around a while.
We're old.
Really?
It's because our guilds are just so cutthroat and won't help each other.
I mean, Tribunal and Tunari in particular are brutal at the high end.
Yeah.
The competition's pretty insane.
I mean, the high-end guilds, you know, they just don't recruit you unless you have time flags, and they don't bother with any flagging. There are a couple open raiding groups, but...
Believe me when I say that will change when they get stuck in G.O.D.
Well, a couple of the guilds have done that. The former top guild has fallen to the number 3 spot. They fell number 2 during Pop and number 3 in God. And... there's a couple open raiding groups, but they turn into just lots of people whining and...
Yep. God made me quit EQ, I'll tell you that
ugly.
Right now. And I don't mean the deity, I mean the expansion.
What I don't get is a lot of the guilds try to physically block others from getting into time.
Yep.
Ooh, cock blocking, that's lots of fun.
Oh, we wouldn't know anything about that.
What happens, and because of the content shifts in EverQuest, at this point it's a little bit harder to do that because of the instance-related, whatever they're called, instances.
No. Well, the thing was with cock blocking was prevented. You kept other people out of your content so you could find it. I mean, since it's instance now, it's not...
You're not trying to... You're not having to protect the content for yourselves.
Right.
You guys who are currently playing might be able to answer this. Have they fixed the issue where somebody can go and trigger an instance in Plane of Time and essentially shut down the zone for 4 hours?
No, they fixed that.
Well, I mean, your raid or your guild can come in, but basically nobody else can get to it for 4 hours.
No,
what is
that?
Okay.
That's still possible. But it's not happening as often.
Tell you,
then you get shut out by everyone else who gets pissed off.
See, here,
an entire server
But you see, it's kind of happened the opposite on Druzzle. We had a guild move en masse from Stormhammer back to Druzzle Road that was a European guild. Mm-hmm. So they came on during the day and farmed Plane of Time, which blocked everybody else at night.
That still happens with any kind of time spawn. I mean, and I'm not sure that there's any solution for it. I mean, it
true
it
instance
happens.
Dungeons. That would be that would be a solution.
What's the status on EverQuest 2?
I wanted to talk a bit, change the subject a little.
Yeah. Go for it.
I guess I heard her talking about the girl with the level 51 cap guild, mm-hmm. talking about how they want 18 and up players, and I look around, I don't see a lot of young faces in the crowd, but I like to tell you that I'm 16, I have three level 65 characters in a time GOD guild, and I'm, like, I consider myself to be one of the most elite players on the game.
You're probably more mature than some 50, 40-year-olds I know.
Yeah.
I mean, unfortunately, when you see people behaving badly as a general rule, you can tell if they're an adult or a child, I mean, because it's a very different kind of behavior. And I would say that, you know, there are definitely people who are under 18 who are mature, and mm-hmm. there are definitely people who are over 18 who are definitely not mature.
Many people over 18.
What do you guys think about that? Do you guys allow people in your guilds, if you're officers, do you allow apps to join your guild if they're under 18 at all?
Let me ask
because
you
I've
this,
seen
though.
A lot of guilds block them out.
If you didn't tell me you were under
players.
18, would I know? I mean, that's what the question is.
Yeah.
If you didn't tell me, how could I tell the difference?
I know,
there's some people you can look at and go, this is a punk kid. And there are, you know.
But if you're well known on the server as a player, some people may know personal facts about you. Like, I tried to join a guild before that was, like, not that great, weren't even in EP at the time that my mom plays in, and they wouldn't let me in. Because I'm 16.
Their loss. If you're the kind of player you say you are, it's their loss.
Yeah.
Then they're just being with younger players because of their behavior within the guild. I belonged to a guild previously, and we had a whole family: grandmother, grandfather, mom, dad, and three kids leave the guild because of the immature discussions going on by grown adults twice my age. So they don't want the responsibility of having to tell you to log off or whatever while they go at it. And I've just seen that happen as well.
And
they don't
just
want
to
the
add,
responsibility of having younger
we
kids.
Well, and that's true, but just to add, you know, for my time as a guide, the number of times I had people call me in because of inappropriate language being spouted across the zone, I couldn't even count. And it goes to people are going to be immature at any age, and it may be that there are guilds who choose to speak, shall we say, in adult terms to each other. And our response, or at least on Zegany, our response was, do what you want to do if it's in a private chat, as long as you don't you don't affect other people. It is possible that there may be guilds who choose to simply not allow anybody under 18, so they can choose to speak how they wish. I mean, that's, in a way, the good thing about EQ. You want a guild like that, form it. But you're going to lose a lot of good, really good players at your skill level because of that. I think it's going to be their loss.
Well, sometimes those do make for some rather interesting mistells when you get them.
They do indeed.
Yes they do.
Well, one thing you have to remember is that the guilds do have the right to go ahead and regulate their membership any way they want. Now, if they're going to go ahead and block out, obviously, skilled players, then obviously they're going to limit their ability to grow and succeed on the server as well.
Exactly.
If they have quality leadership, they're going to be able to look at you and say, you know, I don't care how old you are, you're a skilled player, you're a benefit to the guild, we want to be a successful guild, we're going to pull you in if we can. If they're stupid enough to block you out and you're a good player, then the guild isn't worth joining anyway.
And particularly at the high end, talent's hard to find. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to use an arbitrary criteria like age, it's your funeral, man.
Thanks,
guys. I mean, it may be worth, if you're willing to answer, you guys have the rule for that. Would you be willing to say why?
Oh, sure.
It happened to be one of the core founding members, her son joined, and he was an asshole. Pardon the language. So it was one rotten apple spoiled the barrel. And so right now we've got an age limit just to sort of filter out those kids. But when we know somebody, like, if you happen to apply, I've met you, I know that you're not as such, at least from what I've met and when I know of you, then we can overlook that. But as a general rule, we sort of just we see them, we go, okay, let's just avoid that issue right now. We put people in on probation that are, you know, older anyway, and we just sort of take a look at them for a while.
Age is an easy criteria to judge by. It's not like you can judge that when programmers are jerks that you can filter them out.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Tip your waitress. Enjoy the veal.
Along with being a former guide, I'm a former programmer, so you know I feel I can get away with it a little bit.
So, you know, it is sort of arbitrary, but it sort of helps us filter a few things out, and then we can always make exceptions to the rule.
That's a great thing about rules. You can always break them.
I just want to add the guild I'm currently in now. It's a Taiwanese guild, actually. Mm-hmm. And their original rules were 18 and up. But when I joined and applied and told them I was under 18, they lowered it.
Yeah,
they said any skilled player can join,
and that's a smart way to do it.
That's a wise way to do it. Yeah.
Well, that's exactly it. A lot of guilds don't have those rules specifically. They simply put you on probation, and if several people in a guild don't like you, oddly enough, you never pass.
And I'll tell you, having run a number of high-end guilds, a lot of times you put rules on the website or as part of your charter. We don't take this or we don't take that. Because it scares off the casual applicant, because you get so many people that want to be in your guild and be a part of what you're doing. You have to weed them out somehow. And if somebody's really bound and determined to join you, they're going to ignore the rules and they're going to ask. And then you take a look at them and you give them a shot. Some guy says, oh, I feel like joining Fires of Heaven this week. Well, you go to the website and it's designed to intimidate people. You know, if you aren't one of the cream of the crop, don't even bother.
I read 102 applicants last week.
Yeah.
102. Well, so we've got extreme interest in our guild, so it's sort of it's a good thing.
And on our server, Quellius, word of mouth usually ends up getting around about certain people. So before they, we had one idiot the other night who decided to go into Plane of Innovation. There was a guild going in to do Xanamech, and he claimed that the group going in trained him, so he killed Nitromanazok.
Oh, nice.
And you can imagine how the rest of the raiders were like.
Sometimes it's situations like that. As guides, we wish we could just turn on PvP just briefly for people.
Do not. I will say this much. The best tool you could ever possibly have is a server message board, a server forum,
yes,
where the TARDs are identified.
Organized Raiders has a website, so we identify them and tear them apart.
I mean, we call our flame board on Druzzle the Jerry Springer Ice Cream Social. And I can tell you right now, it's every time there's a new retard that does something like that, there's a flame thread a mile long, and everybody knows who the guy is inside of 24 hours.
For Tribunal, their flame board, though, is just a lot of people flaming each other who hardly play the game anymore. So it's...
Well,
we have that.
We, on Druzzle, we kind of run ours with an iron fist. I'm the admin.
Thus the iron fist.
Yeah. Thus the iron fist.
On another subject, I know Tribunal, basically the mentality is straight to 65. Lower level zones, complete. There's like one zone for each level range that you can go to for groups. Otherwise, it's just Ghostland. I've wondered other servers are like that or not.
Anybody play in Poodle Caverns lately?
Everybody goes, you know, you go to Poodle Caverns, and then, you know, it's, I can't even remember what it is. But I will tell you that we've been playing, you know, just goofing around. It's fun to go back to the old, you know, Lake of Ill Women is quiet. Nobody's whining. It's nice. You know, and that's the thing. You know, revisiting some of that and kind of, you know, going through the older content, I mean, you can take a character pretty much to 51 through Kunark quite easily, and even past that some, if you're willing to sacrifice a little bit of move on your XP bar, because the newer zones have the XP bonuses, but they have gone in and, you know, they keep putting those bonuses in those dungeons that nobody uses. I mean, I played in, that zone with the goos and you fall down and there's the Sarnax in there. And nobody played in that zone. And I loved it. I mean, we were back there, you know, back in many long years ago. And we would just run around in Dalnir,
but guys,
you know, and die. So, you know.
If you want to enjoy EQ again, take all your links to Alakazam and EQ Atlas and all those sites and junk them.
Yep.
Bill and I the other night were sitting in Trent Tower, and it's got a mad XP bonus. Mm-hmm. And you can level there from really low level all the way up into your 17s and 18s. Mm-hmm. It's a relatively safe zone, and the XP bonus is mad, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and it's two, and it was two dwarfs, so it was hilarious.
It was just the two of us in there,
yeah.
And in a little under an hour, I gained two levels.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
That's because you're a dwarf and genetically superior.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Well, that's my XR, why don't you?
Bonuses. They're trying to get people back into those bonuses. We used to hang out in Kedge when there was nobody in there, and Velketers when there was nobody in there, back when the spiders would poison everybody and you'd die. And
I think the big question is this. Yeah. If you're not having fun, why are you doing it?
Yeah.
Amen.
You know, and okay, so this zone is, you know, Paluto Caverns has 50,000 people in it right now.
Go somewhere else.
Go somewhere else. There's a lot of other places.
There's way too many.
You know what my favorite screenshot is? When I went into Lake of Illum, and this is before they opened up Vexar, and I was the only character in Lake of Illum. Yeah. I took a screenshot of that Who list, and I love that.
The guilds on Qualius, though, to keep the fun factor, we make up games now and then, and one of our favorites has always been Sand Giant Football.
Yeah.
You get two high-level characters in Lake of Ill Omen on either side for the goalposts, and how many times you pull the Sand Giant through is how you score. The problem is never, ever, ever hit Castle.
No.
Yeah, Oasis. Yeah.
Remember, giants love the good guys. Any fancy fans here?
Oh, yeah. Go, go, good guys. Woohoo!
Got one hand up back there.
Good team, exactly. You have a question?
Well, I was in Flowers and Happiness.
And now for something completely different. Is there any way we could get like a list where everybody just signs up so one of you guys can send it to Sony and say, these people want you to show up next year?
Amen, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right,
can be done.
Right now.
As long as they have fanfares, though,
he actually just showed up. He didn't know anything about it, and he came at the last minute and sort of wandered in like a little lost child.
Yeah, I forgot his name now, but he came in.
Tony.
I'm sorry?
Tony.
Yeah, and he came in, and he didn't. He just happened to hear about DragonCon, thought he'd show up. You know, it's his budget. He can get away with it. He didn't know anything about the fact that we had the panel going on. He just came wandering up and said, hi, I'm from Sony. So we brought it, you know, have a seat. Good luck.
And remember to duck.
He brought no goodies.
Me and Scott have his business card still.
I have it too. We've got it.
Okay.
Have you made the voodoo doll yet? Okay, I was just checking. We have another question?
Hold on. Gentleman right up here.
Keep talking.
I'd like to bring up reward systems and how people, if there are any people in GOD or time guilds or really high-end guilds that still work with the award system, like have a good system of awarding and not DKP.
Are we going to get into officer awarded loot versus DKP? Is that where we're going with this?
I want to know if there are any systems that work.
Let me speak to that. I have a tremendous amount of experience with a whole bunch of different systems, and the problem is that it only works when players can govern themselves about what loot to go in on, and that becomes a problem the older a guild gets. People will go in for loot when it's maybe only 25 mana upgrade, and someone else is sitting there going, you know, it's 5 wiz, it's, you know, 40 endurance, it's, you know, 100 mana for me. You know, and it's this huge upgrade, and because they've either got the points, the in with the loot officer, or whatever, it happens that, I mean, I've seen so much loot misawarded, it becomes a problem. And but the other side of that is that these people have run, you know, been in this guild for so long, and what ends up happening is that loot points or dragon kill points or whatever don't expire, and so the guilds get real top heavy. You have like 5 or 6 people who can go in on anything, and then when you try to introduce any sort of percentage reduction or expiration of these points, people go freaking bananas. I'm going to quit. I'm going to this.
Well, and rightfully so. They've done all this rating, and where's their reward?
They're already well equipped, and you know that's a problem because they're you invite new people. You have an obligation, in my opinion, to those people. And not everybody feels that way, and it does become an issue. And so there are very few systems that work unless everybody's dedicated to it. And what ends up happening is people end up leaving. They end up going to another guild. We had a big issue on Saul Row where there was problems, and people left our guild to go to another guild, and they were promised loot ahead of their regular members. And it just gets crazy. So there's no real good solution unless everybody participates.
We have a question back here.
On Interruk, I'm a transplanted Interruk player. The best loot system that I've seen was with Elder Tribunal. They just simply base it off who can use it. If it's an all item that has a focus effect of for a damage increase, it's for casters, pure casters only. Being
basically needed before greed.
Exactly. And then they have the players that want in on the item random between said numbers, and whoever gets the highest roll wins it. And that's the only item they can win for that night. And they're done.
Here, the basic root of the iniquity is you have 72 people on a raid. You're killing a mob that drops at most 4 or 5 items. You know, you're going to have to kill the same mob how many times to get everybody to get a taste? And if you get a loot the first time, you're going to have to raid it 11 more times, knowing that you have no shot at getting anything because everybody needs to get a piece. That will wear you out fast. I mean, that's what caused me to leave two guilds, because I'm not killing this mob for the 22nd night in a row.
The guild I'm applying to uses not a dragon kill point system, but they use a point system based on time. They have an admin for every raid, and they take attendance. And how long you're on the raid is how many points you get.
Yeah, and I've seen guilds do that too.
That system worked. It worked. The guild I'm applying to is not an Uber guild. You know, they're not in time, but they're pretty close, and they raid, you know, 3 or 4 days a week, and it works really, really well.
It will work up until, and this is the problem that happens with that particular time, is you have casual players who are great players, and they're level 65, and their gear never can get any better. Mm-hmm. And that makes it tough. I mean, I'm just saying that there's a downside to everything.
I mean,
I think it's
of
a
course,
great system.
But
you're making a choice in that, because I'm that player. I'm that casual player. I'm never going to have the points that the rest of the clerics in my guild are going to have. I'm an attorney. I don't have time to play the same time that they have. Some of these women are home all day. I'm jealous, you know. But and also, right, and you know, and I travel a lot, so my point instance is a lot lower. But it's something I've chosen, and I'm not a bitter bitch about it.
Well,
but you do get people who are bitter about it, and those people need to make a choice.
But EQ gives you so many reasons to be bitter.
I look at it as an act of morality. I'm not going to, if I see as a cleric, a dwarf cleric, there are some kind of tank items I can go for.
Yeah.
But I just personally think it's immoral for me to do that, to go against a warrior on something that just because it would be a couple of points up for me.
Yeah. You're in the minority.
I think that's crap. But I think that's just me. Yeah. But, you know, I think that's where you get into the issues with these point systems. It's not that the point system is a bad thing. It's the people and their greed and issues like that. I played for a long time. I didn't PL my character. It took me a long time, and I wore a gold, crappy, shitty 35-level cleric armor until I was 62. and I still got to 65.
Ooh, you still got there.
So it can be done, and some people just need to, you know, go elsewhere if they're going to be that greedy.
Guys, we got to change speeds here for just a minute. Do you guys want to keep doing the question and answers like this, or would you rather we kind of get up and socialize this and mingle a bit?
I like questions.
Let's socialize. Let's socialize.
Okay, let's get a show of hands. Those who want to stick with Q&A. Well, I don't even think we need to do any other hands.
All right, we'll take one more question. There's one guy there waiting in the back, and then we will do the mingling thing. Don't leave. What about the children?
Yeah.
All right, no more questions?
We had one last one right here.
Up front.
Comment on loot distribution issue. From what I hear from my friends that are still working on EverQuest, they are going to do a totally different way of doing loot this time, and a lot of the issues that you guys are having now with distributing loot with the 80 or 150 people you have on your raid trying to kill something, a lot of that should be alleviated in EQ too. And that'll make that'll simplify and make a lot of the stress of playing the game go away.
That's one of the things I liked about Lost Dungeons is everybody got points, and you could buy loot with those points, and if it was as good as what dropped in Planet of Time, I'd still be doing it.
Now, my friends, a lot of the games that are out there, Dark Age of Camelot, things like that, while they're made by different companies, they're not really made by 100% different people. They're using like this EverQuest engine. They're working as a beta test for EverQuest 2. A lot of stuff being tested there. A lot of stuff that they do there is going to be brought into other games that are coming out.
Anybody keeping up with Brad McQuaid's latest, Vanguard?
And now, my buddy that's still working over at Varant, he's working on a brand new project that's just in paper development now that they haven't even disclosed anything on.
Stay tuned, folks. It's going to get exciting.
That told you they
come
up with a new system to handle awarding?
EQ2.
Okay.
This is for
EQ2. It's not going to be the same problem. You're going to have problems, undoubtedly, because every guild does.
So it's going to be,
he said. Somebody wants something that isn't there, but it's going to be a totally different problem. They're going to go with a different way of dropping loot. It's not going to be the 80-20, camp the same creature there forever and try to get that one item type deal.
Well, and they're also doing it by level 2, from what I've heard.
They're doing a lot of stuff. And, I mean, he told me it's great now that crafting's going to work.
Sounds good.
But yeah, after the fact.
If you craft something, like your crafting station, you hose up bad, it blows up, starts you on fire, you take damage, because you suck.
Well, I do know that there are new AAs coming out also that will increase your
for
omens.
That's a different issue. I think I'm getting too high.
You know, this is for trade skills. You actually can buy AAs that will buy down your percentage of failure from 1,000% to like 999%, I think, or something like that.
Are there any other questions? And then I think it'd be great to kind of break it into more social at this point.
I can handle all the trade skill quests. Stuff, whatever. People can just break it out.
In any case, though, any other questions for the larger group?
I'm only going to say this once, and I'm probably going to regret saying it, but if you have any questions about World of Warcraft, I would be the guy in the closed beta right now. So I will take those questions, but I'm going to run for cover. So.
Yeah, at this point, I just want to say thank you all for coming, and then we're going to just break it up and okay, one more.
The next expansion still due out the 14th of September?
Yes.
That's the last I heard on it.
Okay, good.
They have a beta server up, and I know a few folks that have tested it. The initial feedback's pretty positive so far.
Because thanks to
DragonCon,
I need to go unpre-order.
Oh, no.
I pre-ordered it, when they first came out with it, but to get here, I had to rob that money out of my account.
Oops. Yeah, for a minute there, I thought I was about to be blamed.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, I didn't think we pushed it that hard to get out of it, so...
No, it's not. That's not a bad thing. It's just I need to know that I've got time to reacquire the funds for two accounts.
All right, last one.
Exactly.
I was just wondering if we could get class distributions of people here.
Rogues.
Clerics in the house.
Paladin.
Which character?
All of them. All of them.
Choose your favorite if you're going to define that.
All of them, but I'm also wizard. I mean, that would be my best, my oldest character.
Where are the rogues?
The rogues are hiding.
I think the more important question is there any race hotter than a dwarf? Clearly not.
I just want to know where my gnome monk is. I want to be one.
Okay, two phrases. Gnome monk, thunderous kick. Don't see it happening.
I do. I think it would be thunderous shin kick.
Monks.
Yeah.
They're sitting here jumping and kicking and cast spells anyway.
Why can't they jump and kick somebody in the head?
I just want to know why the name server rejected Michigan J for my frog locker.
I was robbed.
You know, we have Budweiser on.
We actually had that. We had three
Weiser.
Frog locks standing next to each other. Bud, Wise.
Let's split it up for socialization.
Let's be social, people.
I don't like anybody.
Yeah. I'm selling everything on me at the First Torch. Please send tells.
Can I steal some of your water?
Oh, sure, go ahead. Oh, wait.
The original used to be in Spader Bay.
Oh, one last thing. Trevor, where did that notebook go?
Oh, it's floating around somewhere.
Okay, remember, the notebook's floating around somewhere. If you want to put your email address on it, we'll get in contact with you. Spammers will be shot.
I'm the 2D dwarf cleric.
Aside from the fact that beta is supposed to be by the end of the year,
I wouldn't think so.
They're keeping pretty tight routes on open beta by the end of the year.
I'm actually just a game mechanics to know.
A few months ago.
You're going to have the power game.
I think WoW's going to be a problem.